Epistle to the Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 12. For we see now through a dim window obscurely, but then face to face. Now I know partially, but then I shall know according as I also have been known. Now abide faith, hope, love. These three things, and the greater of these is love. And finally in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8, the end of verse 8, last passage of verse 8. But now we see not yet all things subjected to him, but we see Jesus, who was made some little inferior to the angels on account of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, so that by the grace of God he should taste death for everything. I had an impression, dear brethren, things which are seen. I was encouraged to read these scriptures as with our hymn as well. But may well be five words with the understanding. I don't really have too much to say, but just an impression which I feel be a good thing to share with the brethren. Faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That's where we start really in our Christian pathway. We hope for things, we hope for what is in the future, but we have a conviction in our hearts by faith. We have a conviction in our heart by faith that the Lord Jesus is in control, that indeed God is in control and of things. Here we've sung about the conditions which we pass through at the present time. We look around at the world around us and there's not much to give any encouragement. But we can take encouragement by the things that we should have conviction about. And we should have conviction in our souls, dear brethren, that the Lord Jesus has been raised from the dead and will, in the coming day, be given his rightful place in this scene. All things will be brought into subjection to him. I know this particular scripture speaks quite a bit about the various things that are apprehended by faith. And it's known, of course, as the faith chapter. But what I was most impressed with is the conviction of things that are not seen. So whilst we cannot physically see them with our eyes, we can see them in the light of our souls. And then the light that God would seek to shed abroad in our souls, and the gift of the Holy Spirit too would seek to help us to have an appreciation of these things that we can see, which are not seen with the human eye, but they are seen by faith. Just encourage us, dear brethren, to try to lay hold of things by faith, things which we know, things which we can have conviction about. We can have conviction, it goes on to say, of the things that we can have conviction about. We apprehend that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and so on. And if we understand these things, we know that what is going on in the world at the present time isn't out of control. It is all under God's hand. It's all under the Lord's hand. And one day, all will be brought into subjection to him. And this should give us encouragement in the present time, I believe, dear brethren. But I went on to read about what we see partially. Now we see through a dim window obscurely, but then face to face. Well, that obviously speaks of the time when we'll be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. But that's something that we can lay hold of. We don't have the completion of the exercise at the present time. We have something in our souls which we can lay hold of and that we can cling to, because we will see him, because we will be like him. Mm-hmm. We won't be in our current condition. We know our current condition is subject to sin. Even if we've confessed our sins and seek to live without sin, we are still subject to it. But in that day, we will be completely without sin because the work of God will be completed in each one of us. That's when we will see the Lord as he is. And we will be made like him, and we will see him face to face. We'll be brought face to face, dear brethren, with our Lord and Saviour. Won't that be a wonderful thing? Isn't that a wonderful thing to lay hold of at the present time? When we see, again, as I say, all that's going on and all the confusion and unrest and difficulty that there is. But we will see him. But we can have perhaps a partial sight of it at the present time. Well, may the Lord give us a desire to see these things in a greater way. We see it partially at the present time, but then in the future day, we will see him face to face. And the final verses I read was again speaking about when all things will be subjected to him. Well, this should encourage us at the present time. All things, all creation is going to be subjected to the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful thing that will be, won't it? If we know anything of the authority of the Lord in our hearts and our souls and the comfort that this brings, it should give us encouragement when we know that he will have everything subjected to him. He'll have the whole creation subjected to him. Order will be restored, will be brought to pass out of a scene which in many ways at the present time seems totally chaotic. Mm-hmm. We look at the organisations of men and other things and we see a totally chaotic situation, and yet we can have the courage that all things are going to be brought into subjection to him. Not only men, but of course all creation. Mm-hmm. Everything will be set in order. What a time that will be. Let us raise our hearts up, dear brethren. Let us raise our souls up and look for that time when everything will be brought into subjection to the Lord Jesus Christ for his name's sake.
Amen.